This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Texas district attorney is taking heat for the grand jury that indicted David Dalyden for the alias he built, but which failed to even vote on an indictment against the sale of abortion specimens. The reason for the heat is that grand juries only rule on the evidence the district attorney feeds to them. And this is the second Devin Anderson grand jury that surprisingly turned up no charges against abortionists with lots of evidence against them. There are now calls for a special prosecutor. A Planned Parenthood affiliate in Ohio could be missing $1 million soon. The state senate in Columbus is cutting the funds. The House is next, and Governor John Kasich is likely to sign the bill. Ohio Right to Life cites a state infant mortality crisis and says these funds need to go where they respect the whole continuum of life. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. In closing, here's a look back to how a loaded abortion question was handled by Ronald Reagan. 6 weeks before what was supposed to be a close election, Reagan shot back to a New York Times reporter, "I've noticed that everybody that is for abortion has already been born." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.